97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, let's go Blues, Tom Ackerman. What's going on there,
buddy? You ready to start the hockey season?
We are.
You have to say we went Blues.
We went Blues.
We went Blues last year. Now it's time to go Blues. It's time to go Blues again. Thank you, Brett.
Never gets old.
It's time to go.
It will never get old.
Sad last night. You know, they had a moment of silence for Johnny Gaudreau, Johnny Hockey.
That soul situation is so sad.
Yeah. They did. His number was 13, so they had a 13-second moment of silence last night before the game. The Blues played in Columbus. So it was the first game at Nationwide Arena since Gaudreau's passing. And they lost the game 3-0. It's preseason. I think the Blues have an advantage here in that they have an experienced Stanley Cup winning goaltender. I think I say this every year, but I do like the supporting cast a little bit better now than I did. Jordan Binnington's a good one. We all know that, and I think they've surrounded him with a lot of speed and youth and a nice mix of veteran leadership. I don't know that they're a Stanley Cup contender necessarily, but I do think this team could be a playoff contender with everybody staying healthy, of course. One of the reasons I think that is the emergence of Robert Thomas. I think he is a legitimate star in this league, and I think that they have added and increased their depth on the blue line. I think this Philip Broberg that they picked up from Edmonton is the real deal.
Big guy.
Yeah, I really like him. And I think that they will be better there. I'm sorry for Torrey Krug that he has to go through what he has to go through injury-wise, but it did create an opportunity for them to go grab a young player like Broberg, who I think is going to be legit. That said, you know, they have a lot to prove. I mean, this is Drew Bannister's first year as coach full-time. And while they're building for the future, they're kind of a year ahead of where the Cardinals are, where they admitted to their fan base that they're not doing it the right way anymore. They need to reload and get younger and stronger and deeper and hang with us. We're going to contend, but we're not there yet. And the Blues fans, I think, appreciated that transparency and have moved forward with the team. And they're going to sell out most of their games, and they're going to have a good old time down there at 14th and Clark.
Yeah. Well, good. Yeah. Carl, how are you feeling about the season?
The first preseason game at home is this Saturday. That game is at 6, by the way. So they've moved their Saturday games to 6 o'clock so people can get out of the city quicker.
That's cool. Against the Hawks. Well, good luck with all the traffic because at 7:30, City's going to be playing next door against Sporting KC.
Oh, yeah.
That game sold out.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Absolutely.
No kidding.
Got the NHRA races out at Worldwide Technology this weekend, Worldwide Technology Raceway. The Billikens are going to have their big basketball showcase tomorrow night at Chaffetz, introducing their team. So there's a lot going on.
Midnight Madness, so to speak.
Kind of their early Midnight for Madness. That, isn't it? Yeah. All these teams are coming out with their things. And that one's free, open to the public to go see SLU. SLU's going to be pretty good. So we'll see. The women will be good, too. But that men's team has an offense I think people are going to really enjoy.
Yeah. Going back to City, I was trying, I think it was yesterday, Mark, talking about the CONCACAF. I can't even say it. It was like 15 words that
to
like
U.S. men's CONCACAF
Nations League. They're bringing it to St. Louis. I mean, that's a big deal, though, right?
Yeah, and also because it's an actual like critical game for them on November 18th. So it's not just a friendly, which I like. Anytime you get to see the national team is great, but seeing them with a little something on the line is pretty cool.
We just don't know who their opponent will be, right? Because that's not going to be determined until mid-October,
I don't remember the date on that, but yeah. And it's great. I mean, it's a great venue. We're going to see City Park be utilized in the future, and it was part of the reason for doing all of this is that they could attract soccer events and other. You won't see concerts there, but you will see soccer events there and things of that sort. And then I do wonder in 2026, when the World Cup hits North America, what our role will be. Will we be a training site for one of these teams? Will we be, you know, attractive in that way? I would think so. With all of the amenities they have right there, everything is all in one place. Looks pretty good to me.
My kid just went to Kansas City and attended a game at the first facility ever built just for a women's professional soccer team.
Yeah.
And he said it was pretty amazing. Same vibe as as the men's up here with St. Louis City.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. You know, soccer has really exploded in this town, and you see kids wearing soccer jerseys, and it's a lot of fun. What they're doing over at City Park is really great. And by the way, St. Louis University has a pretty good stadium, too, and those men's and women's programs are moving. I mean, they are recruiting those kids right here in St. Louis. So they are also taking advantage of the St. Louis surge in this sport.
I know you got to roll out of here in a minute. Any reaction to your friend Ben over at the Post calling for saying it's time for Mo to go?
Hockman, yeah. I saw the column. I think this is a common feeling among Cardinals fans that John Mozeliak's time has run its course. I think that what I'll tell you is he's under contract through 2025. He's already said that he is going to put a succession plan in place. I don't know how soon that will happen, if this is going to be a transition year or if they're just going to go clean with another person running baseball operations. But you can count on John Mozeliak being under contract. He's already said he's not going anywhere. So whether they move it and announce this succession plan and he guides that and helps that person kind of make that transition, whether that's Heim Bloom, who's already an advisor in the organization, or something else, we'll see. But I think what you're going to see fairly soon is the Cardinals, just what I told you about the Blues, the Cardinals sitting down in front of the media and in front of their fans and saying, here is what we are doing. And I think it's really important to have that messaging to your fan base. This is a massive fan base, very smart, very passionate. They need to know what is going on. Yep. And if the Cardinals just do that, I think that's the first step. And of course, they need to win. We got it. But they have to get to their fan base and say, this is what we are doing, and be very clear. And you have to promote your stars, and you have to give them some optimism, but don't lead them down the wrong path. Tell them what's going on. And I think you're going to see that here pretty soon from the Cardinals.
Yeah, I hope so. I agree with you completely on that. I know you got to run out of here. I appreciate
your
time.
Yeah, I got a sportscast at 6:45.
Yeah,
I could stay with you guys.
You've got a minute and a half.
I could stay. I do have a little time.
Is Goldschmidt gone?
I think so, but I don't know so. I mean, they could bring him back on a one-year deal. And if they feel like that's good for them, as long as he's not blocking somebody. You know, that's the thing. I wonder if there's another team out there that has a chance to go win a championship next year, if he'd be attracted to that, and if somebody would sign him. The Cardinals might not compete with that. They might just let him go. Because, again, the Cardinals are trying to create pathways for young players to be great. Goldschmidt, I'm not sure that he has a chance to go back to what he used to be. I think Arenado might get closer to doing that next year if he can really lock down. But Goldschmidt, to me, just doesn't look like the same. And, you know, like we always say, Father Time is undefeated.
No, it's true.
So
good
point. It just is what it is.
That's right.
All right, I'm going to go talk sports.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Guys.
Yeah,
appreciate
it.
You.
Bye, Tom.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. So at least he admitted it. By the way, I know we're just talking sports here, but I'm looking up here, and I'd almost forgotten. Thank you for reminding me, both of you, that they're interviewing Melania Trump right now on Fox and Friends this morning. Let's pull a little bit of that up here, Carl.
I'm trying to do that.
Please, if the board is working properly.
It says
here.
TV, so of course, then when I put up TV, you'd think it would come up.
Not working?
Here we go. Children that we are working to give them an example how life is, that they see us, that we are productive, that we have an ideas, that ideas comes to life. And that's how we're showing to Baron.
And did you and Donald Trump, did you ever talk about having more children? Did you want a larger family?
I was always perfectly fine with one. Mm-hmm. And Donald was encouraging to have more, and I said, like, I'm completely fine with one, because it's very busy life, and I know how busy he is, and I'm in charge of everything, so that's why it's just perfect.
So Donald was on Brian Kilmeade's show last weekend, and Brian was asking him about your relationship, and he said, you know, Brian, she really, really does love me. So what do you love most about your husband?
He's a humor, his personality, his kindness, he's very special, his positivity, His energy, it's unbelievable. So we have a beautiful relationship. We see these.
Yeah, there you have it. That's Melania. You'll be able to watch that, I'm sure, on replay as she sits down and talks with the Ainsley there on Fox and Friends this morning. Any immediate reaction?
Well, I know there's been a lot of speculation about their relationship, and that's why there are so many questions about it. Do I think it's a loving marriage? I don't know if I'm really one to judge. I don't know if I actually believe that. I want to believe that. Does it really matter ultimately? I mean, no. I need somebody who's going to run the country well.
Yeah.
But I hope for their sake that it's a loving marriage.
I think so. And to hear the woman expressing herself like that in her fifth language is even more impressive.
I know. Consider people want to ream that her. That woman is so intelligent.
A successful immigrant who speaks five languages. How are you standing up against that,
Mark,
would be my claim.
You have like five accents, though.
Well, you know, that's true. Thank you for pointing that out.
You're welcome.
Get more at 971talk.com.